Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I wanted to talk a few minutes. I was just listening to an interview that Tommy Tucker did with the district attorney, Jason Williams. You will recall the other day, while interviewing AG Liz Murrell, I asked who was going to be in charge of this investigation. There are multiple investigations being conducted by multiple agencies, and having been involved in similar situations, I recognized right away that this is going to be a problem, that we were going to be stepping all over one another, that we were going to have pieces and parts of information. We would be revealing them to the media, to the public, and otherwise, and it's not going to do the overall investigation any service by all of this going on at the same time. And lo and behold, in just my humble opinion and some of other folks that I've had an opportunity to discuss with, they feel the same way. Didn't take long. We have investigative agencies that are meeting daily, going through the process, deciding what evidence they want to keep, what evidence they want preserved. They're preserving the evidence. They can do a number of the forensic tests on this evidence at a later date. It's not that critical that it be done immediately right now. They can get to that later just as long as pieces and parts of the evidence are preserved. As I was listening to the DA talking about DNA evidence, fingerprint evidence, this, that, or otherwise, I was kind of racking my brain as to what is the probative value of this evidence? Yeah, it's nice to have, but what's the probative value? Is there any doubt that the 10 escapees were actually in the jail last Friday? Is there any doubt that the 10 escapees left? Is there any doubt as to how they got out of the building? Well, there's a big hole there in the concrete, and they left a message. So are there any doubts about the culpability of these 10 individuals relative to simple escape? I don't think so. DNA is not going to help prove that case. We know that they were there. We know they were on that floor. We know they went through that particular cell. DNA is just going to put a person in a place. Well, we know that already. So it doesn't have an incredible amount of probative value. And as we talk about this DNA, like this was life-threatening, life-altering, and that, you know, nothing was being done, because until the DA mentioned it, I'm told that that's not necessarily true. But again, too many people talking about procedures during the course of the investigation, and the DA is not an investigative agency. He's not investigating this crime. He's getting pieces and parts from small snippets of conversations that he's having with individuals, to include the sheriff, who may not be in a position of knowing exactly what has been taken out of that, and that would not surprise me. Because I think her focus is probably on trying to get the five inmates recaptured and to continue to operate a jail that's on lockdown and facilitate the multiple agencies that are inside doing financial audits, other audits, basic jail guideline audits, dealing with the federal court, dealing with the AG, Liz Murrell, dealing with the LSP and others. A lot going on. There may be some probative value as it relates to criminal damage of property. But is there any doubt about who was involved with that? Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, I would expect that we would find a DNA maybe of all 10. Maybe we don't find any. It all depends. Maybe we find some fingerprints. Maybe we don't. What good is that? We have video of them exiting the facility. What more do we need? We have video of all that went on in that pod in the weeks leading up to this event that I'm sure and I know for certain has been locked down and procured, because I know of individuals that have had those conversations, and it'll be able to tell us exactly what was going on that pod in the weeks leading up to last Friday during the
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape. So we're involved in a lot of speculation, alleged investigative agencies involved in speculation as to where this is all about. We don't need a whole lot more drama around this particular issue. And I don't think it's of much value, right? I mean, maybe what we should focus on is the three individuals that we know that have been arrested for aiding and abetting, being facilitators, getting them charged, getting them into court, getting them into the process, screening that case, and accepting it. Because while five others are still out there, we can send the message, if we move very quickly as it relates to these three, that we're not going to tolerate it. And let's articulate a position that we want jail time for these people. The violation calls for a $500 fine and maybe up to 15 years in jail. Why don't we opine about that? We intend to ask the court to lock them away. Think that sends a strong message? I do. Maybe we should focus on that. Maybe we should focus on the individual that the maintenance guy inside the jail. Now, he's told multiple stories, right? The value of any DNA of him being there, we would expect that it would. He readily admits that he turned the water off. He readily admits that he's the maintenance guy. We would expect that he's most recently changed his story and said that they clogged a toilet with toilet paper, which is not unusual for inmates. They do this all the time. That was one of the activities in the JP jail when I was sheriff that went on every day. To the tune that I think we ended up installing maceration devices on the back end of that because they were always trying to clog that up because they would ultimately end up clogging up the entire jail. So these are not things out of the ordinary. But again, why is it important for the DA to be out there talking about what the sheriff did or didn't do, and he doesn't know, and she probably doesn't have a full handle on what pieces of evidence have been procured, which would not surprise me. That's not a knock on her. Look, y'all know where I stand relative to this sheriff, but there are just things and observations where this just is getting to a point of being ridiculous. The AG, the LSP, members of OPSO, I understand, are meeting twice a day. They're working through all of these issues. There are priorities on each and every one of them. Preservation of evidence is always a priority, but just because you hadn't run a DNA on any of this, you hadn't swabbed it at the present time, doesn't mean that it's not going to be still available at another date. We don't know, and we didn't hear in the course of that conversation with Tommy Tucker as to whether or not that area has been locked off, whether or not there's been evidence that have been taken out of that particular cell, wrapped and taken off premise to another location to preserve that evidence to conduct these tests at a later date. These are things that are not out of the ordinary. Now, yesterday I made the observation, and I had to correct myself, because I was under the impression that the DA, immediately after this escape, had endorsed Michelle Woodfork. He sent me a text and said, that's not correct. I endorsed her in February. And I corrected myself on the air, because if that's what he says, I take him at his word, and that's the truth. Well, if he's already made a public endorsement in this race, right? All of this is kind of tainted in my view, and I'm going to say it again. And this almost is like on the level of being political as it relates, as opposed to being anything of any probative value during the course of this investigation. I was concerned about it then. I'm even more concerned about it now. You have the AG involved. Why not just hand this case over to the AG? You've already expressed your displeasure of the sheriff. You've already expressed your pleasure of Michelle Woodfork. And it just doesn't, the optics don't look good. And I suspect they're not going to look any better. And unless and until the sheriff says, Susan Hudson, that is, that she's not going to run for re-election, I still say this would be the best course of action. And if we were smart about this, it doesn't mean that you're legally obligated to recuse yourself or anything else. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that he's acting in an unethical way. The optics don't look good. It's unnecessary because you already have multiple agencies involved in this investigation. It's not as if you're having to call someone in order to do this, to conduct this. They're there already. They're already opining. They're already involved in the investigation. They've taken control of certain aspects of the investigation. It would just be a lot cleaner. The perspective or the optics would be much brighter if you just stepped away. I don't really much care who gets elected as sheriff as long as it's not Susan Hudson. It's my feeling. But in all fairness to her, because you've already opined as to where you want to go in this particular race, you've already opined your feelings as to whether or not she's effective in this position or not, it would just seem to me that you swallow a little bit of that prosecutorial ego, you move on, and you let others handle the case. And you want to know something? It's the expedient thing to do. It's the efficient thing to do, because there are too many people involved in these investigations already. No one has any bad intent or malintent. They all want to see something positive happen. But why don't we remove, any potential criticism and the optics here out of this thing? I think it would be much better. Much, much better. Because let me tell you what complicates this even more. There are a number of folks inside the OPSO organization that believes the DA hasn't properly handled battery on corrections officers by some of these same inmates. They're going to be, believe me, trust me, because as the bright light shines on what they did or did not do during their period of time that they were working on this particular pod, they're going to want to know from this DA why they didn't accept the video evidence that clearly showed that they were battered by inmates and why those cases weren't accepted. So you're going to have a finger-pointing routine here that's going on that's going to complicate a whole lot of this. And we should know this. Jason's a smart man. He knows this. He knows that this is where this is going to head. And it just creates much better alignment and puts better people in a better position to be able to answer these questions if we don't have all of these horrible optics floating around. And before any of all of this was even said, that's why I asked the AG the other day, who is going to be the lead investigative agency of all of this that's being investigated inside that jail at the present time? And have everybody come into the room and decide who handles the media, who handles the information, in order to make sure that what is being told and what is being said is actually accurate and as true as it can be at the present time. Yeah, I'm taking my media hat off a little bit here, because I think, quite frankly, the public interest outweighs this in many respects and is a lot more valuable, because whether you believe it or not, we're getting our ass beat in nationally. Actually, this has made international news. We have people working in the trenches hard each and every day trying to put the best foot forward of the city of New Orleans in order to lure people here to spend their dollars. We just heard a guy from NOLA.com talking about how it's going to be a rough summer for restaurants and things of that nature, which impacts our economy. If we're going to tell a story about this, why don't we make sure it's the right story? Why don't we make sure that it's accurate? Why don't we make sure that it's truthful? I mean, the truth right now is unpleasant enough, right? We don't have to exacerbate this problem by having too many talking heads out there talking about things about what was done, not done. We don't know whether or not it's true or not. We hear otherwise that it's not. This is crazy. We should get together and coordinate. It's too important to this city at this time. We're fighting for our lives out there. In a real way and figuratively as well. And this is not about who can provide more information, you know, to the public when they don't have all the facts. And we know what some of the friction points are going to be already. I certainly hope that there's a maturation, a maturity amongst all of these players in coming together and dividing this up and figuring out who is going to be the lead. Because there's one thing I know for sure, we have too much to lose. We'll be right back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.